Christopher Media, unregimented.
He can write a song. He knows how to write a pop hook. Man can write a song. Man, you can't deny him that.
He can work a DCG chord progression.
You're right. I cannot deny that what he wrote were songs.
Unregimented on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise.
Yes. Let's start this official.
With a hammer.
Hey, what's going on?
Christopher Media presents a Weedsman podcast production. It's time for The Nugget.
Whoop-de-doo! What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit into Friday's show you'll find here.
Okay.
Say, man, you got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer smell on your boy.
What'd that mean?
Please, give me
like weed, all right?
Theme.
All right. So, all right. Well, wait, you know, let's get it ready first.
Yep, get it ready.
Yeah.
We now have, like, Podcast Command Central, by the way. This
I know.
I dig this new setup, man. Ready for Ultimate Pod.
Ultimate Pod?
I feel like I should be, like put something over there. Like,
a Minority Report?
Yeah, I'm totally Minority Report.
Basically, since we're broke and we don't make any money and can't afford to pay people, Aaron and I pretty much also... there could be two more people sitting here doing... like, someone could be sitting here doing all the shit I do while I try to talk.
Right.
And
yeah.
Someone could be doing what Aaron's doing.
A lot of shows would have...
someone would just be an engineer and someone would just be a producer and we would just talk.
Oh, okay.
We're kind of doing it all in real time.
Multitasking.
Nice.
We're setting ourselves up to keep all of the money when it finally does show up.
Multipass?
Yes, honey. He knows
Corbin it. Dallas Multipass.
He knows. She knows it's a multipass.
Multipass.
Do we got anything to scrape this thing out?
Yeah. My dick.
Well, then you have a tiny, small dick.
Don't put that.
Let me get a key.
Get off my keys, son. That's my keys.
I think there's something last time I saw it was in that ashtray in front of you.
That's perfect. I use an Allen wrench as well, but I'm sure it's bad for glass. They always say to use, chopsticks or pipe cleaners to clean your bowls and pieces.
Wood.
Toothpicks.
I don't know about chopsticks. I think he's got cold paws.
What? Who's got cold paws?
Number one killer in the Chihuahua community. Cold paws.
Chihuahuas?
Chihuahua.
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 Chihuahuas?
Chihuahuas?
Yeah.
That's how you try to remember phonetically. Chihuahua. At least I do. That's how I'm wired. Welcome to my brain.
Yeah, no, I do that.
What? Put ages?
Mnemonic devices?
No, I have in my head how it would sound if I pronounced it.
Oh.
Chihuahua.
I'm trying to think of another. I do that with a lot of shit, but I can't think of any good examples.
Oh, where you sound out words in your head?
Right. In order to remember how to spell them.
Oh, okay.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
That was the first one, wasn't it?
Yep.
That's the one that started
the whole craze.
Yeah. Yep.
They didn't say, hey, we should have our mascot be a Chihuahua. They made that one commercial and everyone went nuts over it for no reason.
Right.
Which I have decided that has to be that's got to be a munchie one week. It has to be.
Yeah.
I think that is a staple. In the cannabis community.
We'll get it and we'll start our session with the munchie.
Yeah, we'll just have
to. Eat it hot and then edit it and throw it in later.
Yeah. That camel has a mustache.
How many verses are on this song?
I think this is the last one. I think there's a fucking breakdown coming here at the end.
With the guitar?
With drums and shit.
Come on, take it to the bridge. He's got a John Waters mustache that Campbell does.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
And then what's on the other one? He's got...
It looks like a croissant.
I thought he had a little boomerang on his nose or something.
Maybe that's the camel having a Tom Selleck type mustache.
Is that the frankincense and mirror?
Yes. Oh, here comes the breakdown. It has to be. It can't be five verses.
What about the movie? You see that movie with...
Shitty one with George Clooney? And
oh, man. That movie was good. I enjoyed it. What was so shitty about it?
The whole thing.
Come on.
Just the whole plot of it and the actors. I'm not a big fan.
Who else was in that movie?
Ice Cube.
I'm trying to think of...
Which Wahlberg one? Was it? Did we...
Oh, yeah. Assumed it was the Mark.
Yeah,
Mark
variety. Marcus Wahlberg.
Marcus.
Marcus.
Yeah, it was a. I'll pass on that movie.
Come on.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg's always good.
Really?
Dude, that movie, The Other Guys, wouldn't be shit without Mark Wahlberg. I'm sorry. Not to diss on.
Will Ferrell?
Not to diss on Will Ferrell, but. I'm serious. That movie is hilarious because of Mark Wahlberg.
I think it's a group effort.
I think if you put somebody else in that movie against Will Ferrell's character, it wouldn't be nearly as funny.
What movie is this? Sorry, I'm...
The Other Guys. The Buddy Cop movie they did.
Oh, The Other Guys?
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious. I don't think anybody else could have pulled off that kind of chemistry with Will Ferrell, though, because his character is so weird.
Yeah.
See, but I thought as far as Mark Wahlberg's acting chops is one of his weaker performances. Like, you could tell he doesn't do comedy.
I think he's really funny.
But I think because he did The Other Guys is what made him so good in Ted. Because in Ted, you could tell he learned how to do comedy.
Yeah.
So maybe The Other Guys really was like his first awkward attempt at comedy. He had some practice.
Yeah.
So now he can do Ted. And then they have your favorite scene, we're talking about and they do the coke. Right. Talk about opening a restaurant. We'll allow
that
Jews in.
Brilliant.
Well, why wouldn't we allow Jews in? We
wouldn't even bring it up.
His first movie was The Substitute.
I can tell you that the Three Kings, they smell amazing. Taste really amazing, too, actually.
Yeah, Johnny, I agree.
If we get serious about opening a restaurant, we got to start planning it now.
We got to hear it.
Yes.
What's the special on Tuesdays?
Eggplant parm.
Chopped salad, half price.
And it's a non-restricted place.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
Anybody can come.
Of course.
Jews are welcome.
Well, yeah, I mean, why wouldn't they be?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, why do you bring that up?
You don't bring it up, you just let them in.
So why mention
it? No one will.
So why are we talking about it?
You're talking about it. I'm just saying let them in.
Yeah, let them in.
Exactly.
Right?
Good.
Okay.
No Mexicans, though.
Sometimes you're crazy.
Are we derogatory for calling it crazy?
I don't know. Are we not supposed to use that word anymore?
Is that on the list with terrorist? And what else was on that list? Ghetto. I don't know. Like, it's out of hand now, Rob.
Words are bad.
Yeah. And like, whatever happened to sticks and stones, people? They're just fucking words.
Yeah.
Walk it off! Knock it off. How about that one? This is a new term for it.
Cut it out.
This is the University of Michigan. Oh, another reason to hate them.
This is a list of banned words in U of M.
Words declared unacceptable through the campaign. What is the campaign? Dozens of posters plastered across the University of Michigan caution students not to say things that might hurt others' feelings. Part of a new inclusive language campaign at the state's flagship public university that cost $16,000 to implement. So we can't hurt anybody's feelings anymore, Rob.
Fuck that.
Nobody can. Nope.
Come on.
You know, if there's any comic clubs, any stand-up clubs in Ann Arbor, just fucking close. Have a nice day. Because, all right, words declared unacceptable through the campaign include crazy, insane, retarded, gay. I could see those. All right, crazy and insane.
What about crazy?
Tranny, gypped.
Gypped?
Yeah.
What?
Who's that affecting? Why, are there gypsies on the
gypsies,
campaign?
Gypsies, yeah.
Excuse me, I'm a gypsy. No, you don't bother me with that.
Illegal alien. Don't get that one.
Oh, God.
Fag. All right.
Yeah.
I ghetto. Yeah. I don't know.
No.
Depends on how you're using it.
That's a broad term.
Raghead. All right.
Yeah. Get rid of that.
Phrases such as, I want to die, and that and that test raped me are also verboten.
What? That test raped me?
I just got raped by that test.
University spokesman Ritz Fitzgerald told the College Fix in an email the campaign aims to address campus climate by helping individuals understand that their words can impact someone and to encourage individuals to commit to creating a positive campus community.
Smiles and hugs. Yeah.
Students have been asked to sign a pledge to use inclusive language and help their peers understand the importance of using inclusive language, according to campaign materials.
This is why you can't get comedians to play at your campus anymore.
Right.
This is why I've heard that from multiple comedians, not personally that I know, but they talk about their careers.
I was like, oh, who do you talk to?
Well, Carolla's one of them.
Yeah.
What was the guy that was on, that we watched on Bill Maher's show?
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr doesn't do it. They don't play campuses anymore because they're too restrictive on what they can and can't say.
Hmm.
They're like, well, for them, fuck it. Not worth it.
Makes sense. Don't want to be, what do you call it, censored.
Right.
Don't want to have to be.
They also don't need it. They can play other places where people will come out and see them and talk like they expect them to talk.
Yeah, those three
guys. Telling me I can say whatever I want and broadcast it over the internet, but when I come and play for a select crowd...
You're all a bunch of fucking idiots!
Yep, Jim agrees.
That's how I feel when I hear shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, we can't hurt anybody's feelings. This is where we're at now. We're trying... It's like shit like... My nephew's playing baseball, right? And he's playing on the CYO team. Well, when I was in school, you had to make the CYO team.
Okay.
Now you just write a check and you're on the CYO team.
Oh.
It is what it is. He's not my kid. And my parents and my sister are way more involved in his life than I am.
Okay.
But I don't like the fact that he's having one of those first lessons in life taken away from him.
Yeah.
Like the sometimes you're not good enough to do something.
Everybody needs to feel that.
Like, me not making the sports team the first time I went out for one after playing, like, rec league, you know, my whole little kid life.
Right.
You know, it was like, what? What the fuck? I'm not good at baseball. What?
Right.
You know, like, it'd give you a heads up to, like, hey, maybe you and sports may not be a thing. You know, and it starts maybe pointing you towards, you know, for me, it started pointing me, like, towards music and art and stuff.
Right.
You know, so... I don't like that he's having that taken away from him.
Yeah, that was my thing with baseball.
Like, everyone now makes the team and gets a trophy. What the fuck, man? If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com. No, I was saying that it's your turn, buddy.
Oh, well, you need to speak up.
Yeah, that's happening right now.
Yep.
Welcome.
You need to speak up.
To me speaking up.
I'm trying to tell you right.
Send up. You got.
Guess what?
Sign language.
Guess what?
What?
There was weed in that bowl. Just wanted you to know that.
I like to point out.
I got a hit off of that.
Nice. This Three King shit must be all right because there's still like green tree left in this bowl.
Yeah.
We've all gotten off pretty good and haven't even finished this bowl that we started at the top of the show.
Gotten off.
got him off. He flew around the world.
Was getting off, you know, weed.
You all right, man?
I'm Jim Dandy, man.
Jim Dandy. It's you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of legalization news as well.
Yes, and?
Yes. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm going out. I'm having a hard time keeping track of all this
shit.
Following
himself after some of the great newsmen.
I'm just really spaced out from smoking that shit.
Yeah.
What if one, like,
we need to take a break.
What if one day Brian Williams... Man, I don't know.
Man.
Dan Rather. This. Man, I don't know. Cronkite.
All this stuff.
Man, I don't know.
No.
Back to you, man. Like, you can deal with all this. Man. It's too heavy for you, man.
That guy.
Here in my garage, just bought this new Lamborghini here.
Oh, good
dude,
for
that
you.
That guy. Have you seen that commercial? No. It's like this 2-minute thing of this guy with just stares at his camera phone. He stares at his phone. See, I can't even talk. I feel like I'm having like an out-of-body experience right now.
Oh.
I'm Fleet here, and I imagine some of you were a little surprised at the weather over the weekend, especially if you watch my show Friday night, man. I'd like to apologize for the weather, especially to the former residents of Rogers, Oklahoma. Caught them napping. I see the radar tonight is picking up a line of thunder showers which extends from a point 9 miles south-southeast of Chester, Pennsylvania, along a line and 6 miles either side of a line, to a point 8 miles north-northeast of Secaucus, New Jersey. However, the radar is also picking up a squadron of Russian ICBMs. So I wouldn't sweat the thunder showers.
I remember the song.
But that dance scene in that movie. This is the soundtrack to it. Playing this. Probably not. It's not like that type of flick.
No.
And I hate him. I hate him so much.
Got him, right?
Yeah, his material is such bullshit. It's this! This is like the biggest worst song ever. No thank you, Don.
They all kind of blend together in one song for me.
It's like you had to exist so you could sing Hotel California, but other than that, that's all society needed out of you.
Yeah, right.
No, I know a lot of people will probably disagree with me.
Yeah, I can see how it's
at the Weitzman 420 on Twitter.
Do you do End of the Innocence?
No, that's fucking,
Who am I thinking of?
No, maybe it is. It's no, either the song like Bruce Hornsby.
You know what I'm talking about? Or who? What? You know what? You know the song?
I know what song you're talking about. Finally.
Yes, he
finally.
Did.
Yeah. I mean, it's a totally cheesy tune, but...
Oh, it's him and Bruce Hornsby!
There you go. Yeah,
oh.
You're right.
This one I always hear in the bar back in the 90s.
Chris called it, not me. I just...
Once again, we're getting groceries. We're in the dentist's office. Yeah.
No, this always reminded me of bars like in the 90s going to eat dinner on like, the weekdays.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's daytime.
This is what they'd be playing at the Rams horn.
Yeah.
Taking a piss in a men's room.
Yeah.
Heading back to a veal cutlet.
Standing in an elevator.
Like, why? Like, we're supposed to love him because he was in the Eagles, so we're going to love him and think he's awesome till the end of time, till he dies. Like, his material is bullshit. It sucks. It's horrible, corporate-ass, bullshit-ass, shiny-ass, stupid-ass rock music.
Oh! Holy shit! Whoa. Well, nobody knew what was going on, but...
Are you alright? Dude, you look like you're... You're broken, man.
Broke Aaron. Put the out order sign.
Like...
Out order sign in the arcade on Aaron.
Yeah.
All right, man. You ready?
We gotta
grab the wheel.
Yeah.
We gotta help him out.
Damn, look at you. Your eyes are all fucking spaced out.
Podcast can't be someone sitting there going, fuck, I'm high. Or you could.
Right.
Be short podcast. It's like that 10-minute podcast of Will Sasso.
Oh, yeah.
He's on it in like two other people that I should probably know their names and they don't. Fucking Colorado.
Yep.
Fucking, you know?
Organized crime at its finest.
Fucking shit up in Nebraska, Oklahoma. Don't get loud, Nebraska,
make
Oklahoma.
Sleep with the fishes.
All of a sudden disappear. All of a sudden Kansas just got really big.
Threatening states.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Nebraska, be a shame if you just disappeared. Oklahoma. Oh, I'm sorry, North Texas. That's your new name.
North Texas.
Man, I gotta lay off the peyote.
Peyote? Are you got some?
I don't not have some.
What is it? Oh.
Where would I get peyote?
Yeah.
I didn't go to the desert. I went to the East Coast.
I thought they'd sell it at the dispensary.
I wish. Although, you know, today I asked about tinctures, and the tinctures they have are not psychoactive. They are CBD tinctures.
Oh.
I asked, are those psychoactive? No. All right, then. It's not what I thought it did.
Yeah. I'm looking for a party favor. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Let's move on from that. I don't want help.
Come on, man. I'm in there like, hey, man, we're adults. That's, you know what? I noticed today, too, that's the one store and they fuck up. I don't really, like, give them a hard time about it. They're taking their time or they mess something up and they got to relabel something. Like, I'm not fucking with those guys. Like, I'm sitting there, you work at the weed store. You work at the pot store. You're probably super high. You might have fucked up. You might fuck up doing something. And you have a machine that tells you how much money that you should be taking from me and giving me back, so I'm fine with that. That won't get fucked up. So, you know, yeah, if they mislabel something and got to redo it or whatever, I'm fine with that. Giving a little bit of a curve as composed to the rest of the
Yeah, I think their job shouldn't be that stressful.
out there in the public.
That, yeah. I don't know. The Three Kings, it did a number on me.
It did. I think it took out everybody.
Three Kings enter.
No brain leaves.
No brain leaves. No brain left behind.
Well, you guys will call me, right, if you experience any psychosis. I mean, that was definitely some skunk shit, and you are now 3 to 5 times more likely to experience psychosis after tonight.
I'm going to be depressed after smoking that much. I can't even say it with a straight face.
It's happening.
Whatever.
Okay.
Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Wow. That is some white ass beat for a supposed ragtime. It has no swing to it at all. But what is Cowboy Joe?
Chant.
Right.
University of Wyoming.
Maybe that's
prior to this,
probably the gentleman on the horse.
I was only familiar with the Velvet Underground song. No, that's Cowboy Bill, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some Cowboy Bill.
That's right. This is Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Sure is. It's his evil fucking Cowboy it's his nemesis. Joe. Lonesome Cowboy Bill is nemesis with Ragtime Cowboy Joe. All right. Well, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman podcast on Facebook. And thanks for all of the new followers on Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
Thanks for the support.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Android users can find this show on Stitcher Radio. And I think we've agreed that's the way to go for Android.
It's either Stitcher or the podcast app for the Apple devices. It's the only two I use.
You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media show every day of the week. Sundays, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedman Podcast Nugget.
The bonus nugget.
Yeah, it's a little extra. And it prepares you for the big show on Friday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. On Wednesdays, you have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. You also have the Projection Booth with soon-to-be-published author
yes.
Rob St. Mary. Mike White also He has books on Amazon. Go check them out. Last year, 2014, a lot of big things for the projection booth. They were recognized by the AV Club, yeah. Indie, what was
top
it?
Rated podcast.
IndieWire.com. Check them out on Wednesdays. Saturday, we have the captain's table finishing out the week.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.